Yes, welcome back. 23-7 on Wheel of Fortune. Our carryover champ, Matty Welsh, back on the Friday form, playing for the Holiday to Vanuatu, the Tosca Luggage, the Golf Clubs, and the Panasonic Microwave. Please welcome back, Matt Welsh.
How are you, Harf?
Great to have you back, carryover champ.
Yes, good to be back.
Now, you had $100 for those playing at home for the first time, had $100 to spend last week, a virtual 100, doesn't it really exist? And he came back with 132. So that is a profit, which means he's a winter champion. And he gets to continue his run on the Friday form.
And what made it more impressive was, and the government supervisors explained this, that there was a $50 bet that was a scratching.
Correct.
So it was actually an $82 profit.
That is correct. I forgot about the $50 scratching.
So this was very impressive because he actually did more than just double the money. So especially that guy over there, that government supervisor was very impressive.
He's been looking at me funny, that fella. Yeah. I don't know about him. I'm not sure I want him in the studio.
So you come back.
Speaking of funny looking fellas, Nick Quinn's with us from the tab. Good morning, Quinny.
I was about to praise you for that magnificent intro there. You've undone your good work.
Speaking of undone their good work, we had a relationship about caffeine, and that hasn't been followed through, which is slightly disappointing.
Andrew Hughes, who is producing our show this week. Greg Norman's mate.
Yeah.
He actually said, I hear you talk about the coffee all the time. Doesn't that happen? Do you just make that up?
clearly we do it.
He's had a good run, so he hasn't been required to purchase too many.
When Trent deputises for Quinny.
Large coffees.
Buckets worth of beverages and danishes and pastries. You don't bring in anything.
Who's just banging the microphone there?
That was a subtle way to move on. I don't understand the springs. I'm not quite sure how they work. Anyway, it's not important right now because we need to have a look at the Flemington card tomorrow. And for those playing for the first time, what we do here on the Friday form is have a bit of a look at the Quaddy Leagues, give you some numbers to play with to narrow your focus for the big day of racing in Victorian racing the following day on Saturday. And we're at headquarters tomorrow, team. So let's get to that. And race one... of the Quaddy is at race number 6. The first look at the Quaddy is a race number 6 over the mile for the 3-year-olds, Matty Welsh. And we've got, I don't even know how to pronounce this, Guloy for James Cummings, who's favourite at the top weight. So carrying the 60 kegs, $4.80 at tab.com.au. But there's some winning form down the bottom half of this field. What are we going to do?
It's a very, very tricky start to the Quaddy, half. The widest leg. I've taken 7 horses here.
Seven? This is outstanding.
Yeah, don't worry. We're going to trim it down a little bit later, hoping for a little bit of value early. But I quite like number 14, Skelton, trained by Matty Kamani. Just had the 2 starts. He won by 5.5 lengths on debut at Donald and then took on the older horses last start at Ballarat. He led them up, went hard in the middle stages and was just left a sitting shot for something coming over the top. Stevie Baster rides on Saturday and very few jockeys in Victoria ride front runners as well as Stevie. So I thought at each way odds, number 14, Skelton, was hard to beat. Quinny, what price?
Have you had a bet yet, Matthew?
Oh, look, there's been a little bit of support.
Are you suggesting there has been support?
I am indeed. 14 into 9.50. Whoa. And one of the roughies that has been well back throughout the course of the program.
That's so, more than just the $100 sort of fake betting money that we play with.
Hopefully our virtual money got on early. Can we do that with our virtual money? Can we get back at the start? Government supervisor, looking at me funny still?
We're just checking. They're going through their notes.
Right,
so earnest conversations.
So we'll get back to our government supervisor. They're not quite sure about this. But number 14 is our early sort of tip for the first leg. Skelton, what else you got that might cause a bit of havoc here?
Yeah, Matty? As I said, we need to go wide, half. I think number 4, Lady of Crabilly, gets an inside gate today. Drew wide last start. She was forced to go back and hit the line really well there. So I think she is right in the mix. Number 9, would have thought so. Huge odds. Very good at this track. 2 back behind Iconoclasm. And then was hard up against the rails at Moonee Valley last start, and that was just an absolute quicksand there. So certainly forgiving, would have thought so. Goes in at a big price. The topper you mentioned, Gulwa. Good win last start. Got to carry the big weight and the wide barrier on Saturday. Buckhound for Danny O'Brien gets the blinkers on. Certainly a chance. Aroa Tamana was good at Sandown first up, and I think this horse is going to be everyone's new favourite horse if it wins on Saturday. Number 12, Flogger, is the other one we'll be putting in the quaddie off a very, very good debut win. If they go mad up front, it'll be finishing off hard. So wide leg of the quaddie to start, but I think Skelton's a good each way bet at around those double figure prices that Quinny's going to give you at the tab.
When I was a kid, all I wanted to do was be a flogger.
Well, you've accomplished. Oh, sorry.
Fitzroy Cheers Club.
Do you remember all those horses, Quiddy, to go through the odds?
For the numbers, yeah. Well, there has been a bit of support for Flogger, which did make me have a chuckle. Twitter absolutely melted when this runner won the other day, 34 into 23. And one that you didn't mention that I'd like to ask you about is Limekilns, who won really well at Bendigo two starts ago and wasn't far away at Moonee Valley last start behind Goulwar. Do you anticipate could be in the hunt again at odds?
Yeah, certainly could be in the mix, Quinny. Very good win at Bendigo, as you say, in fast time. And look, hit the line okay at Moonee Valley. Probably would have liked to have seen it do a touch more late, but it's a very wide leg of the quaddie. And if you're going to take field one leg, this would certainly be the one leg to do so, because I think we can trim it down for the rest of the last three legs.
So you're going to take two quaddies today? You're going to spend 100
You asked me to do this last night, and I have prepared that, Quinny, yes. So we're taking 7 in each of them because we need to get through the first leg.
Can you read them out again for those playing at home and Adam Remenaskis writing them down?
I've got them. I've got them, mate. I listen, well, unlike
yeah,
you, Quinny.
Yeah, hang on. You might have got them, but our listeners might not have. So perhaps maybe we just go through the numbers once more time.
14, 4, 9, 1, 7, 10, and number 12, Flogger.
Right, yeah, there are your numbers for the first leg of the quaddie. Let's get to the second leg over the 1,400 metres. We've got 14 going around at the top of the weights. And the number one saddlecloth with DK Weir as the trainer, wouldn't be surprised to see that as favourite, is Aussie Choice, Matty Welsh, at $2.40 at tab.com.au.
Yeah, looks one of the best bets on the card, half. Has to repeat his last effort. He'll be beating these. It was just an outstanding win at this track and distance. He ran the second fastest 1,400 metre time in history at Flemington.
In history.
I think the only niggle that I have with this horse is the track's currently a soft five. He wants to run fast time. He wants a fast run race. So I'd expect it to be in that good range come tomorrow. We've got nice drying weather today. But yeah, that is the only slight niggle, is if there's a bit of sting out of the track, then that might slow him up a little bit. But if he repeats his last effort, he'll be winning. I'll be taking him one out in one of my quaddies. I think the main dangers, if there are any, potentially Arkham Knight over from South Australia, was a brilliant winner at Warrnambool in fast time during the carnival. Stepped up to 1,600 metres in the Lee Stakes. Didn't really run that out. And then dropping back to 1,250 last start, if you could see how far this horse was off the leader on the home turn, you would have thought it was 1,000 to 1 in the run, and managed to get the job done on the line. I think 1,400 metres, back up to 1,400 metres suits this horse. So probably the main danger. Number 13, Galaxy Raider. Got back off a slow tempo last start at Sandown and ran the best late sectionals of the entire meeting. He'll be suited by a stronger tempo here. He's in the mix. And the other one who comes through the same race as the favourite Aussie Choice, Miss Gunpowder, gets a soft run, was okay, but hard to see her turning the tables on Aussie Choice. So I'll be taking one quaddie with Aussie Choice, number 1 out, and going wider, 1, 12, 13, and 8.
Market, thanks, Nick.
Aussie Choice dominates the market at 240. Morton's Fork is 750. Second leg, Galaxy Raider at 8. There has been specking for number 2, Chamoy Road, who's been $10 into 8. A terrific horse who rarely runs a bad race, but has struggled to win in town in Melbourne. Has never done so. The four wins in Victoria, 2 at Mildura, 1 at Seymour, 1 at Ballarat. Is always around the mark, but just doesn't seem to be able to crack the win.
Love that research, Quinny, because my notes on it were 5 starts of the track without a win. Also, awkwardly drawn, I felt, as well, out in 13, is a horse who likes to just get that soft run right behind the speed or sort of on speed. And I just think from 13, that's going to be a pretty tricky task with a few of these kicking up.
All right, that's the second leg. 1, 12, 13, 8 in numbers, unless you want to go very skinny and just take the 1, says Matty Walsh, the carryover chap. The third leg is back over the mile again, a benchmark 90 affair, and we've got 14 going around as well. And you wouldn't believe it, DK, we're in D. Yendall, the combination for the favourite. You've got to go down to number 9 to find it. Silence.
You enjoyed that, didn't you?
I did. Silence. Because it's a Z at the end. I just wanted to emphasise the Z at the end.
I thought of you the other night watching the soccer with Lucy Zalek training with the Columbia every time they went around. And geez, I thought you'd be loving that role.
Yeah, I would love that role. It'd be great fun. But what are we thinking here? Third leg, Matty Walsh?
Quinny, what price number five?
Oh, asking questions early.
Oh, I like this. $19 Bling Dynasty.
Oh, hang on.
I think he's got a super chance first up for the Paul Puska yard.
Look at those government supervisors.
Reach for their phones.
Beavering away.
First up, last campaign, this horse went to Mount Gambier over 1,250 metres and just failed by a nose. Then came to Flemington this day last year and was very good over 1,400 metres, only beaten a tick over two lengths by Kenny Essent, who, of course, is a very handy galloper. And this year he turns up on this day first up at a mile, which is right in his wheelhouse. And look, we haven't seen a trial, but if he's going anywhere near his best, I think he can be in the finish at a big price. Number five, Bling Dynasty. Number six, Guizzo. Guizzo and the favourite Silence both come through the Swan Hill Cup. Guizzo should have won at this track and trip two starts ago behind Eclair Calling. Was ahead of Silence in the Swan Hill Cup, and I thought closer to the inside, which wasn't the place to be. He's the main danger, including Silence. Three very good wins on the trot before going to Swan Hill. Reportedly failed to handle the heavy track, so no doubt going to be better on top of the ground on Saturday. Does need speed on. Likes to come from the tail of the field, can reel off some big late sectionals. The other one I'll be including is number four, Penske, who's down from Sydney. Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott trained runner, going to be up on speed and in the race a long way. So, look, Bling Dynasty was a big price there at around that $19. Number five ahead of six, Guizzo, nine, Silence, and four, Penske.
With number four, Penske has won two of his last three starts. How hard is it to assess that Sydney form going to a race like this?
Yeah, it's just moderate form. This is a special condition race for horses that have just had a start at the provincials in the last 12 months. Then we see Darren Weir and struggling stables like Darren Weir and Gay Waterhouse with the favourites in the provincial race. But, this isn't a high-quality race, Quinny. That sort of form coming down from Sydney and coupled with a pretty soft speed map should ensure that Penske is reasonably competitive. And again, Stevie Bassett takes the ride. And as I said earlier, he's a very good rider of front runners.
Like it a lot. There you go. Five from a 6.94 in the third leg, which leaves us with only one more to go over the 1,100 down the famous straight at Flemington. And we've got a full field with the scratching of number 10, Machine Gun Jubs. A great name for whatever reason. Saxophone comes into the field. So we've got 16 going around, and you've been had is the favourite, number 15 at $4 with D. Oliver in the saddle.
Yeah, it's one of my favourite horses, half you've been had. He's won four of six. The only times he's been beaten has been both at Moonee Valley. Last start he was heavily backed. He was $5 into about $2.80 on race day there, over the 1,000 metres, and drifted back early, which isn't his normal go to get as far back as he did. He reeled off the best last 800 and 600 splits of the day. I've been waiting for this horse to get to a straight track because you just watch the way he explodes once he straightens up, particularly at Cranbourne and also at Mornington. So this horse will go really well down the straight. I think he's the horse to beat. The main danger is a Darren Weir acquisition in Man From Uncle. Has jumped out really well at Ballarat. He was last seen in the Darley Classic at Group 1 level down the straight, and albeit he was beaten a long way, he's a class horse. He's a Group 2 winner as a 3-year-old. I think he's going well for the Weir stable. So he's the main danger, number 7, Man From Uncle. The other two I'll be including in a wider quaddy are Rocket Tommy, who ran a very fast time in winning down the straight a couple of weeks ago at Flemington. Clearly back in good order for the Gwenda Johnston yard. And also number one, Ability, who, look, at his best, he'd be right in the mix. He had some mucus first up when it failure
that.
Down the straight. And look, forgiving that, if he can improve second up, he's probably right in the mix, Ability number one. But I think at 15 and 7, you've been had and Man From Uncle dominate the race ahead of 5, Rocket Tommy, and 1, Ability.
Quinny, any mucus at the moment?
You've been had heads the market at $4. Man From Uncle on the second line of betting at 5. And Ability's a fascinating runny because was favoured out to double figure odds last start and ran accordingly. Obviously, there was that explanation given afterwards, but it didn't help punters on the day.
No, it certainly did not. I think I had a little bit on at the $3.20 when markets went up about Ability, so that was just a shocking bet. But he had tried extremely well leading into that first up run, so he certainly got the ability. pardon the pun, but and he's won down the straight. Craig Williams takes over as well, and the last time Craig Williams was on this horse, he won down the straight, so might be a recipe for success.
Second up, four attempts, three wins, and a second. Looks a good way to win the day. Double-figure odds if you like a roughie.
Well, probably well drawn out in 16 as well towards the end of the day. I think there's a few showers forecast, and with the rail out 9 metres, they'll probably drift towards that stand side of the track down the straight races, I would have thought.
Concerned that Quinny's tips in the paper for tomorrow don't even include your top selection. He's got four chances to have it in there.
He's going to go have more on there.
He probably didn't get down to number 15 on the dartboard.
It's probably right. Probably right. Quinn, any major moves there?
The best back runner has been the second elite man from Uncle, who's firmed in from $5.50 to $5. You've been had head to the market at $4. And Rocket Tommy's been a firmer as well, 12 into 8.
So you don't have any of those three in your four. That's slightly concerning.
I've got the winner, though, ability.
Righto. Let's have a look quickly, because they're the quaddie numbers for Flemington at this stage. Have a play with you. Just before we move on to the $100 virtuals, the Tats Tiara is tomorrow up at Doomben. Is it last group one of the season? Is that what it is? Yeah. What do you got for us, Quinny?
Race 8 on the program. Find the winner. The value will take care of itself. Champagne Cuddles is a longer price favourite in the Tats Tiara than she started in the Stradbroke, which just goes to show how competitive a race it is. She heads the market at $5.50. Prompt Response, a $7 chance. Shillelagh, $9.50. Savannah Amore, $9.50. Supercash, $10. Moss Trip, $10. Invincible Gem, $11. Padrina, $13. Daisy Doom, $14. And there's been a little bit of support for Miss Rock, who's been 21 into 19, second to Santa Ana Lane last start in the Goodwood.
And Robbie Lang was on with Michael Felgart yesterday, and he was incredibly bullish about Miss Rock's chances. And I also note that Michael has Ben Asghari on today, who will no doubt give the good oil on Padrina, which he owns, and I think has certainly helped shape the campaign. So I'd certainly tune into that.
I'll be doing that. 3:58 local guys tomorrow, the Tats Tiara, the last group one of the season, the time-honoured 3:58 p.m. slot in Saturday racing. Now, Welshie, we've got $100 for you to spend. Last week you did return $182. It's a terrific result for our punters with your virtual 100. What have you got going tomorrow for us?
We'll kick off early. Race 2, number 1, Creativity. 40 the win on her. I think she'll grab control of the race. She should have won last start at Moonee Valley, provided she can either lead or sit outside the leader. She'll be very hard to beat. We're 40 to win the other sort of shorter price favourite of the day that I think will win in race 7, number 1, Aussie Choice. And then the two roughies I mentioned through the quaddy, race 6, number 14, Skelton, $10 the win. And race 8, number 5, Bling Dynasty, $10 the win.
All right, 2-1, 7-1, 6-14, 8. What number was Bling Dynasty?
5.
8-5, $10 as well. They're your numbers for the virtual $100. Government supervisors have ticked that off.
Yeah. Marianne Van Dorsler's really.
Yes.
She doesn't usually bet. She had a bet last week and she bet to a profit. So she's investing again.
She's very, very pleased.
Gavin Woods.
Did you Google her name?
Marianne Van Dorsler.
Did you Google that or do you remember?
Or for our Brisbane listeners, Richard Champion does the
and Rob Bruff
does the balls these days. Quinny, what have you got for us as the coffee bet, please?
Well, not that it matters who might pay. Exactly. Yeah. We're wasting time.
I don't know how to play this now. Come on, not getting a lot of support for the ball.
Marianne's got the pen out.
The highlighter.
There we go.
And you've been given music.
Music's. I'll just go creativity, all up Aussie Choice, take the double.
Creativity into Aussie Choice. Got any numbers for us? So just
2-1.
2-1.
7-1.
7-1, righto. So what you've done is just have no preparation. You've just taken Matty Walsh's best bets and you've just lumped them in together.
Fortunately, the Herald Sun comes out before Matthew's tips.
Great to see you, boys. Good luck, Matty, as the Winter Championship carryover champ. We look forward to seeing how you go.
Thanks very much.
Quinny, you're always a star. We'll chat later.
Thank you, Daniel.
Nick Quinn with us from the tab. We'll get to a break.